every day, praying every day. It's December the 1st. It is possible, if you just got in on this thing, never thought about it before, you could read your Bible through this month and go to the Bible Readers Banquet free of charge. It's going to be fun, food, and fellowship. We're in Genesis chapter 1, and we have been for a while trying to get started. In the beginning, God. If you believe that, you won't have much trouble understanding your Bible. In the beginning, God created. He was a carpenter creator. And he was a carpenter. His disciples, his followers said, "Is not this the carpenter?" But they underestimate him. We underestimate him many times. It's not just the world that underestimates him. Brother Rick underestimates him many times and doesn't think he's able. I'm going to go ahead and tell you he's able. He can do it. He did it already. He can do it again. And in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, this is not a trick question, but somebody ought to be able to tell me what the deep is. What? We just talked about it last week. Sister Kim, what's the deep? He wasn't even up here. Let's finish it. It's the water, preacher. Yeah, it's the water. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. There's the rest of it. The deep waters. The deep waters. And last week we looked at water as a picture of the Bible. And the Spirit's on the Bible. On the Bible. And we talked about there's the same number of words in the Bible that there's ever been, and there's the same amount of water that there's ever been. And we didn't really elaborate on that, but what happens is it clouds up over top of Kinnison Mountain over there, and it rains and runs down in those little native trout streams, and that runs into Cranberry, and it goes on down, dumps into the Gauley, and it runs on down at Gauley Bridge, and New River runs together there, and from there on down they call it the Kanawha, and it goes over and dumps into Ohio, and the Ohio dumps into the Gulf, and it warms up down there around the equator somewhere and comes back up and clouds up over top of Kinnison Mountain and rains again. There's no new water. It's the same amount of water that's always been. And there's the same amount of Bible there's always been. There's no new words. You can't add to it. You can't take away from it. It's the same amount. It's like water. In front of my house is Meadow River. You go down there and jump in, and that's today. And then you go down and jump in tomorrow. It's a different river. This thing's alive. You jump in every day. You read the same verse you read yesterday, and it might not be the same. Might not be the same. This thing's alive. It's alive. Today, verse 3, and God said, "Let there be light." You'll never believe what happened. There was light. He just spoke it. He just spoke it. The title of the lesson, if you want to write it down, is "The Light of the World." Amen. Verse 4, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And and God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. It was a 24-hour day. It wasn't a 24,000-year day. It wasn't a 24-million-year day. It wasn't a 24-billion-year day. It was a 24-hour day, the morning and the evening. Light is so common that many times we take it for granted. Like you probably didn't elbow your mate this morning and say, "Hey, guess what? It got daylight." You might have said it snowed, but you was expecting it to get daylight. You wasn't worried about that. We take it for granted. Sometimes though, light is so common that we take it for granted. The sun, there's three forms of light. Number one is the sun, and light's invisible. God's invisible. You can't see. No man's seen God and live. You can see these light bulbs, and you can see the pews they shine on, but you can't see the light in between. God's invisible, and light's invisible. The sun is in the center of our solar system. The S-O-N is in the center of our universe. It ought to be. It ought to be. It ought to be in the center of my home. in the center of everything. He ought to be in the center of church. The sun ought to be. The temperature from the sun's S-U-N surface is 16,000 degrees. One square yard radiates 100,000 horsepower constantly. It's difficult to express how bright the sun is. It's difficult to express how bright the S-O-N is. I come to tell you, he's bright. He's bright. Man's highest scientific attainment is the calcium arc light, but that's a black spot on the sun, on the S-U-N. Let's look at 1 John 1:5. This then is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. See, at one time I was darkness. I wasn't in the dark. I was in the dark, but I wasn't just in the dark. I was dark. I was darkness. I was darkness. Difficult to express how bright the S-O-N is. Man's best, my righteousness, is a black spot on the S-O-N. The most important thing in the sky, there's billions of stars, but the most important thing in the sky to us is the sun. Which one, Brother Rick, the S-U-N or the S-O-N? Yes. Yes, he is. Yes. There's three forms of light. The number one form, I already told you, I got ahead of myself, but the number one form is permanent. And fixed, permanent, eternal, and that's the sun, the S-U-N. It's permanent, it's fixed in the center, everything else revolves around him or it. The S-O-N is permanent, eternal, and he's fixed. He's on the right hand of the Father. He's in place. But light is so common that many times we take it for granted. Light equals understanding. We'll see that in a verse after a while, I think. But, you know, in the cartoons, old Popeye light bulb will come on top of his head. That means he understood or he got an idea. Light's a picture of understanding. All life depends on the sun. Plants need sunlight to live. And everything, either all animals either eat plants or they eat animals that eat plants. So do you. You either eat plants or you eat animals that eat plants. All life depends on the S-O-N. Eternal life. Abundant life. Real life. Plants need sunlight to make oxygen, food, and fruit. Light is fuel. My best example, I love a solar fence. I like almost everything old-timey, but I like a solar fence. You don't have to work on that thing. It just does what it's supposed to. Green plants also died in the flood to make coal and gas. Light is fuel. It is fuel. The sun heats the earth or we'd freeze to death. There'd be no fuel. No fuel. From 500 to 1500 AD, we called it the Dark Ages. And during that period, the Catholic Church said that the earth was in the center of the universe. And the sun revolved around the earth. Back about flat earth time. Matter of fact, some people died because they said the S-U-N was in the center. But man being in the center, earth being in the center, that's religion. Galileo and those guys, some of those guys studied light and they proved that the S-U-N is in the center. And we need the S-O-N in the center, everything revolving around him. Let's look at Psalm 19:1, starting in 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is going out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. See, the sun, moon, and stars are ordained preachers of God. They don't have to go to language school. In them hath He, God, set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom. Whoa, the S-U-N is as a man, a bridegroom, coming out of H-I-S chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. H-I-S going forth is from the end of heaven, and H-I-S circuit unto the ends of it, and there's nothing hid from the heat thereof. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the capital W Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. For 21 years, I didn't comprehend the light of the world. I was made by Him and did not recognize Him. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for a witness, to bear witness of the big L light, the capital L light, the light of the world, that all men through him might believe. He was not that capital light, but was sent to bear witness of that big light. That was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. But he came into his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. But sometimes light's so common that we take it for granted. We take the sun for granted sometimes, but no sun, no plant life, no animal life, no human life, no S-O-N, no eternal life, no spirit life, and no abundant life. Malachi 4:2. But unto you that fear my name shall the capital S-U-N of righteousness arise with healing in H-I-S wings. The S-U-N is a picture of the S-O-N, just like water is a picture of the Word. Sunlight can change the surface of materials absorbing it, like silver nitrate on photographic film. That's why they have to work in a dark room to develop film. Like the tires on your car, the sun will rot them right off. Photoconductors, again, like the electric fence, conduct better electric in the sunlight. Daddies make better daddies with sunlight, S-O-N, sunlight in their soul. Students make better grades with sunlight in their heart. Never made an A in my life until after I got saved. Railroad conductors make better railroad conductors with Jesus in their heart, with sunlight in their soul. Light can come in waves, like you throw a rock in a pond. November 16th, 1974, I saw the light. A big wave. It was a big wave. The first thing I saw and understood in that light bulb was that I was wrong. It was a big wave. There's two kinds of light waves. When the crest of one wave meets the crest of another wave, a high point, they make a bright spot. There's bright spots on the sun. There's bright spots all around. This is called constructive interference. Makes a bright spot when the apex, the height, meets another apex. Mark 11:1. When they came to Jerusalem unto Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples. He sent them forth two by two. We go out knocking on doors two by two to make a bright spot. Mark 14:13. And he sent forth two of his disciples. Matthew 18:19. And again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth, make a bright spot As touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Then there's destructive interference. If the height, the peak, meets the trough of a light wave, then they cancel each other out, and it's called a dark spot. There's dark spots on the S-U-N. And there's dark spots on the S-O-N, that man made, in his hands, in his side, in his feet. That's what religion did. Made some dark spots. There's three kind of light rays, chemical rays, light rays, and heat rays come out of the sun. Like we said before, chemical rays are invisible, like powers of solar fence. They are neither felt nor seen, like the Father. No man's seen the Father. There's light rays. You can look out the window if the sun was out and say, boy, the sun's bright today. Those light rays are seen but never felt. That's like the S-O-N.
Right.
Then heat rays are felt but never seen. A blind man walk outside on a bright day and say, boy, the sun's out today.
Yeah.
That's a picture of the Holy Spirit. It's in every believer. There's two groups of light rays. There's a deadly light rays, and there's an envelope of like ozone layer around the earth that shields and reflects most of those so they don't harm us. Like Calvary shields us from God's judgment. Then there's essential light rays that God allows to pass through to the earth, and those are like God's love rays, easily available to all. Whosoever will.
Yeah.
Radium light is deadly. You might know someone who's taking radiation. And they tried to figure out how to use it. And they needed a shield so the doctors could use the radiation. And when they found it, it was the most common substance around. Lead.
Yeah.
So again, anybody can get in. It's available to anybody. Whosoever will. Available to all. Only in Christ. Only in Christ. God sees us in Christ. Isaiah 9:2. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Have you seen him? I saw him November 16, 1974. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shine. The most important thing in the sky to us is the sun. But the fact is, sometimes the sun's so common, I take it for granted. I take him for granted. The number two form of light is also permanent and also fixed, also eternal. It's like a lighthouse. Almost every good-sized town has a Lighthouse Baptist Church. The church house. The church house. The moon's a picture of the church, has no light of her own, only reflects the sunlight.
Yeah.
And that's what you do. That's what you do. But light's so common, you know, sometimes we take it for granted.
Yeah.
There's some not here. Some couldn't get here. That's no problem. The most important thing in the sky to us is the sun. But the most important thing to the sun on earth is his bride. The church house. The Lighthouse Baptist Church. Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine. You don't make your light shine. You can't do it. You can't make. Let your light so shine before men. Why? That they may see. That they may see. Now, a lighthouse is a tower with extremely strong light for navigational aid. There's six things about the lighthouse. Number one, lighthouses have been around for thousands of years. Matter of fact, just about 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Just about how long the church's been here.
Yeah.
2,000 years. Number two thing about lighthouse is they help sailors determine their position. You know, lost or found. Saved or lost. Number three thing about lighthouses, they give information. Like Sunday school. Which way's up? I can remember when I didn't know which way was up. Do you remember that? Lighthouses give you direction. They show you which way's up. Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They don't have the light bulb. Because they take the sun for granted and the church house for granted. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will reject thee. That thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Number four thing lighthouses do is warn of danger. To avoid shipwrecks on the rocks of this world. Thou the lighthouse will crash and wreck. Ezekiel 33:7. So thou, O son of man, I set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore shalt thou hear the word at my mouth and warn them from me. Number five about lighthouses is they may project light more than 20 miles. Brother Roger drives about 50. Brother Matt, about 50 miles. I drive 15. The lighthouse can project light more than 20 miles. The first lighthouse was a fire on top of a hill. You know, like Mount Calvary. Later, they built a lighthouse, and they used fire as a source of the light. The early American lighthouses used whale oil and lard for fuel, and both of them have blood in them. You can't get whale oil or blubber or lard without blood. The number six thing about the lighthouse is the keeper and his family lived in or near the lighthouse. You know, like the parsonage. You go down to Bell Point Baptist Church and the parsonage is built right on the church. Right on the church. Now, the keeper and his family, they had six duties. Number one was light the wick. Light the wick. If y'all hang around about 11 o'clock, somebody's going to light the wick. Light the wick. Number two job of the keeper and his family was to polish the mirrors. I think we read somewhere where that's a mirror.
Yeah.
It'll get polished up. We'll get to see down in there how I'll see where my hair's all messed up and where I got smudges on me and stuff. We'll get to see it. Number three duty for the keeper of the family of the lighthouse was to clean the soot off the windows. You know, get my eyes opened up like over there in Ecclesiastes. Number four is replace the fuel. You get fueled up this morning, you come back on Wednesday night and you get fueled up again. Come back tonight, you'll get fueled up again. Number five was to rescue shipwrecked sailors. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the Master. Number six duty of the keeper of the lighthouse and his family. Sometimes it'd be real foggy, and what he'd do, he'd fire off a cannon. And everybody, like I say, you just hang around until about 11 o'clock. Somebody going to fire off the cannon. When light rays strike atoms and molecules and other individual particles, they send light off in a new direction. You know, like the coal mines, the grocery store, Italy, ball game, sawmill. Light's produced when atoms gain energy and become excited, like when they're heated up. When a poker's heated to white hot, the atoms on the surface excite one another. You know, when the amen corner over here hollers amen. And each atom quickly emits extra energy as light. but is almost always immediately re-excited. The combinations of all the colors is white, but as it cools off, as the poker cools off, it becomes blue. And then red, as in Nick. The moon has no light of her own, only reflects the sunlight. I think we already read that in Matthew 5. Let's try Genesis 1:16 on that. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. See, the moon has no light of her own. She only reflects the sunlight. And there's only one thing that'll mess that up is when the world gets between the moon and the sun. And then she doesn't shine, but it's called an eclipse. The most important thing on the earth to the sun is his bride. Lighthouse Baptist Church. But see, light's so common. Churches everywhere, they're so common that many times we take it for granted. Number three, form of light. It's also permanent, also eternal. But portable, not fixed, not stationary, not the lamp. The lamp. But see, light's so common that many times we take it for granted. The most important object on earth to the bride is the lamp. It brought us out of the dark ages. Dark ages, 500, 1500. Around 1600, they started studying light. Galileo and those guys. But especially about 1611, it come to light. Right in that area. Leviticus 24:2. Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light to cause the lamps to burn continually. I told you it's eternal. Psalm 119:105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. See, there's two types of optical instruments. There's a microscope where you can look down at little things and look up close. Then there's a telescope. Look far off. And they're both right here, by the way. See it right here. 119:130. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It'll make the light bulb come on top of my head. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Talking about like the King James Dictionary, built-in dictionary. It giveth understanding. I told you it was in there somewhere. It gives us understanding. The portable light, the lamp, gives understanding to the bride. And unto me, the simple. The portable light enabled much more work to be done. The first lamps used whale oil and lard. And again, you can't get either one without blood. I'm getting some blood in it. There's blood all the way through here on every page. Understanding of light was developed mainly since the Dark Ages. Let's see, we already said that. The intensity of light falling on a surface varies as the distance increases. As the distance increases, illumination decreases. Light may reflect from a surface. It may refract, like in the water, may bend, or like in a diamond or a piece of glass or a prism. It may bend or refract, and or it may be absorbed. If it's absorbed, it causes excitement and heating up of the atoms. Some materials even glow in the dark a long time after being absorbed. If I wake up this morning, it was 4:30. If I get that right up there, I can tell. I can still tell it's 4:30. Light can be small particles moving in a straight line, you know, like from a flashlight. That doesn't have to be in waves like throwing a rock in a pond. Now, I got a lot of this information from the encyclopedia, but it said in there three times exactly, it said this exactly. Scientists don't understand why. I'm assuming they're talking about evolution scientists that don't understand light. I'm assuming they're talking about Laodiceans. We're in the Laodicean church age. You know, they don't understand a lot of things. Revelation 3:17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Ecclesiastes 11:7. Truly the light is sweet. Kim brought this to me one morning. She said, look at this verse right here. Truly the light is sweet and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. Can I get a witness right there? Anybody say amen on that? Right? Psalm 139:11. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to God, to thee. Light provides safety. You know, like your headlights. So you can travel, see clearly. Light discourages criminals. There's plenty of verses about that we'll read in a minute. Maybe. They're on your handout. That's your homework. Light creates moods. My brother got mood lights in his pickup. And a cheery atmosphere. Manufacturers increase light. And production increases 15%. They increase light and accidents decrease 30%, 50%. And when manufacturers increase light, the quality increases and rejects decrease 50%. Older people generally need more light. I didn't have to get any until I turned 50. But older people need more light. Revelation 21:23. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. The future looks bright. Natural light comes from sources we do not control, like from God. Light that comes from God comes from sources we do not control. Natural. We say Mother Nature did it, but God did it. I'm talking about natural light. Natural light comes from sources we do not control. For instance, like the King James Bible. You can't control. You don't change that. The sun, the S-O-N. It's natural light. The S-U-N. The stars. The church. Fireflies. Auroras. Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, and the moon. Artificial light is man-made. You know, like versions.
Right.
Lasers, candles, flashlights. I love headlights. Religion. Job 24:13. They are of those that rebel against the light. See, every man, woman, boy, girl, child is in a state of rebellion against God. They know not. They don't know. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. The murderer rising with the light killeth the poor and needy, and in the night is as a thief. The eye also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguiseth his face. In the dark they dig through houses which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light. Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. See, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you the truth. I'm scared of the dark. The most important thing on earth to us is the lamp. But so common that many times we take it for granted. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the Son. Thank you for the church. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for letting me see the light. Lord, you're great. We love you and praise you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.